Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Today is Kids Sunday, and I have some prizes here for people who answer questions. So, if you want some of this great candy here, some of that if you answer questions. Today we're going to be looking at Samson in Judges 13 through 16, but I'm not going to read every verse because I don't have time. But I'm going to try and get some of the highlights here. So if you want to follow along in your Bible, you can. Or I have the verses that I'm going to be reading from on the screen here too. So with that, we'll start. I have some sectioned off verses here, this first section and the second section. And I need a volunteer to read the first section. Would like to read that. Jocelyn?
So there's a certain man from Zorah of the family of the Danites whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and had no children. And the angel of the Lord appeared to the woman and said to her, "Indeed, now you are barren and have borne no children, but you shall conceive and bear a son. Now therefore, please be careful not to drink wine or similar drink, and not to eat anything of it. For behold, you shall conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come upon his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines."
Alright, thank you. Good job. And here's the end for you. Sorry about that. Okay. And who would like to read the second section here? Abby? Alright, here you go. Oh, very good job. Alright, so basically in this section, it's talking about how Samson's mother was not able to have children, but the Lord helped her to be able to have Samson, and he told her that he needed to be a Nazarite. And I'll come back to that later on, so you need to remember that important point. So, I've got some more verses. I would like to read this section here. Someone has it right. Yep. Jamin? Thank you.
So Samson went down to Timnah with his father and mother and came to the vineyards of Timnah. Now to his surprise, a young lion came roaring against him, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he tore the lion apart as one would have torn apart a young goat. But though he had nothing in his hand, but he did not tell his father or his mother what he had done.
Okay. Good job. Can anybody here tear apart a lion with their bare hands? Does anybody think they could do that? Doesn't sound very feasible to me. I don't think I'd want to try that. Alright. So, now I need a volunteer to read this next section here. Who'd like to read that? Lucas?
Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon him lightly. And he went down to the Ashkelon and killed 30 of the men of
Thank you. Good job speaking up and talking loud. Alright, so, talks about him killing 30 men. that would be another very difficult feat. I'm pretty sure that nobody in this room could do that. Alright, and now there's one more section here, and this one's pretty fine print, so whoever would like to volunteer to read this, you might want to try and read it in your Bible. It's Judges 15, verses 12 through 15. Who would like to volunteer for that? Jocelyn?
Come down to arrest you that we may deliver you into the hand of the Philistines. Then Samson said to them, swear to me that you will not kill me yourself. So they spoke to him, saying, no, but we will tie you securely and deliver you into their hands, but we will surely not kill you. And they bound him with two new ropes and brought him up from the rock. When he came to Lehi, the Philistines came shouting against him. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and the ropes that were on his arms became like flax that is burned with the fire, and his bonds broke loose from his hands. He found a fresh jawbone of a donkey and reached out on his hand, took it, and killed 1,000 men with it.
Okay, thank you. Another terrible shot. Sorry about that. All right, so in this section here, I really like this one because it talks about how, it became like flax that is burned with fire. So he didn't just break these bonds that would normally secure anyone. He broke them with ease, like flax that is burned with fire. So it was easy for him. So I think from these three sections here, you can see that he was extremely strong, stronger than a normal person. He was almost like a superhero because he was so strong. Right, but these Philistines were kind of catching on to that. So I'm gonna need volunteer to read this top section here. Who'd like to read that? Anyone? Abby? Bind him and afflict him, and so they went to Delilah, and they bribed her more or less, you can see here, with 1,100 pieces of silver from each of them. So who would like to read this next section here? Lucas?
Thank you.
good job. Here's a prize for you. Cheers. And here's another one, just for reading really well. All right, so in this section, this relates to the first part that I was telling you about, where it said that he was a Nazarite, and Nazarites were not supposed to cut their hair. And it says, "For I've been a Nazarite to God from my mother's womb," and that's the section that we read about to begin with, where the Lord wanted him not to cut his hair. So, we'd like to read this next part of the story here. Any volunteers? Thank you, Brandon.
When Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, Come up at once, more, for he has told me all his heart. So the lords of the Philistines came up to her and brought the money in their hand. Then she lulled him to sleep on her knees and called for a man and had him shave off the 7 locks off his head. Then she began to torment him, and his strength left him. And she said, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." So he awoke from his sleep and said, "I will go out as before at the other times and shake myself free." But he did not know that the Lord had departed from him.
Thank you. Here's two for you because they're small. I have a picture of what someone thought this may have looked like. So basically in this section, she tricked him into telling her where his strength was, and then she betrayed him to these people here that were going to pay her those silver pieces. And then they came and cut his hair. So, who would like to read this next section here? You can read it. You haven't read it yet.
And the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza. They bound him with bronze knuckles and he became a grinder in the 22.
Alright, here you go. Thanks for reading that. So, here I have some pictures of what it may have looked like when he was grinding in the prison here. It was not a pleasant task, and it was very, very difficult. So, who would like to read this section here? You haven't read yet.
Then the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza. They bound him with bronze. Now the lords of the Philistines gathered together to offer a great sacrifice to Dagon, their god, and to rejoice. And they said, "Our God has delivered into our hands Samson, our enemy." When the people saw him, they praised their god. For they said, "Our God has delivered into our hands our enemy, the destroyer of our land, and the one who multiplied our death."
Okay, very good job. Since you're at both sections, you can have two candies. Here's one, and here's two. Alright, so it says here that they put out his eyes. So that actually means they took out his eyes. He was blinded. And he was just doing this horrible task without his eyes. And it says the lords of the Philistines gathered together here. They were offering a sacrifice because they thought that their God had delivered Samson, their enemy, into their hands. And they were happy because he had destroyed their land and killed a lot of their people. So, I've got some questions here. Did Samson get his strength from his hair? Abby?
No.
Alright, good job. The correct answer is no. You're right. So, that brings us to question two. Why did Samson become Denim? Because they cut his hair? Well, more or less, here you go. But the reason that Samson became weak was because, let's look right at this right here. It said, the Lord had departed from him. So, went the wrong way here. Samson's strength came from the Lord. It talked about one of those first verses, how the Lord blessed him. And the Lord helped him to be very strong. As we saw in one of those earlier slides, you saw the things he did because he was so strong. So, the third question is, were the Philistines that Samson killed 1,000 of stronger than him? Barry?
No.
No? Could you explain that?
Because Samson was a giant.
So were they stronger than Samson?
No.
Then, all right. Here's the good job answering. But if they were not stronger than Samson, then how did they capture him? Well, that also goes with this verse here. It says the Lord had departed from him. So when the Lord departed from him, he was not very strong anymore. And that goes with question two here. So that brings us to question four. And I already told you the answer to question four, so if you guys were listening, you'll probably remember that. But why did the Philistines rejoice when Samson was in jail if he was weak? Erica. But why did they rejoice when he was in jail if he was weak? Good try. Here's candy. Who else would like to try and answer that? Abby, you had your hand up first.
Because he had been strong and killed a bunch of people, so they wanted to kill him.
Yeah, that's a good answer. Here's candy for you. So, it says here that he was the destroyer of their land and he had multiplied their dead. And that's true. But they were also rejoicing because they thought that their god, Dagon, had delivered him into their hands. And they were giving all the credit to Dagon, because that's who they worshipped. And they were not believing in the Lord. So, this is the last part of the story here that I have on here, so we're almost done. Who would like to read this section here? Jocelyn?
Called for Samson from the prison, and he performed to them, and they stationed him between the pillars. Then Samson said to the lad who held him by the hand, "Let me feel the pillars which support the temple, so I can lean on them." Now the temple was full of men and women. All the lords of the Philistines were there. About 3,000 men and women were on the roof watching Samson perform.
Good job. Thank you. We got two for you because you've answered so many. There's one. And there's two. Alright. So, who would like to read the second section now? This is your last chance, everyone. Actually, that's probably not your last chance, but it's one of your last chances. Abby, you raise your hand first.
Remember me, I pray, strengthen me, I pray, just this once, O God, that I live with one blow to vengeance on the Philistine for my two eyes. Penance and sin to all the two middle pillars which supported the temple, and he braced himself against them, one on his right, the other on his left. Then Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. And he pushed with all his might, and the temple fell on the walls, and all the people about him. So the dead that he killed at his death were more than all that he had killed himself.
Thank you. Here's the prize. So in the last slide, I pointed out, or I think it was the last slide, but I pointed out that the Philistines believed in this false god called Dagon instead of the real god. And that's important here because the Lord strengthened Samson to be able to do this, and this isn't exactly what it looked like, but it's an interesting painting. And it shows him pushing these two pillars and the whole place caved in here. And all of those those Philistines that were in the temple, it talks about those leaders of the Philistines, how they were all there. Those were the people who believed in Dagon, and they all got crushed in this building here, and it killed both them and Samson. So here's some of the last questions. Do we get our strength from worldly items or knowledge? Knowledge. Denna?
No.
No? Yep, that's our right answer. So here you go. And what is something that can make us weak? Like, Samson was made weak. Anybody? Erica?
Sin?
Yeah, sin is a good example. Here's a prize for you. But it was saying that in that other passage, it was saying that when the Lord departed from him, he was weakened. So things that separate us from God are things that make us weak. Third question here, are the things that weaken us stronger than us? Denna?
No.
No? This is the last candy bar. Here you go. When God is with us, then they are not stronger than us. So if we stay close to the Lord, then they are not stronger than us. And the last question, I don't have candy for, I'm sorry, I ran out. But what do we use our strength for? And this should be an example of something good that the Lord would strengthen us to do. Jocelyn?
Spiritual battles and missionary work and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's a great example. Thanks for that. So, I just have two more points here, wrapping up here. When the story talked about Samson doing something incredible, it said that the Lord strengthened him. When hard things come into our life, it's important to ask the Lord for help. And with that, I'm done. I'm going to close with prayer. Thank you, Lord, for this story that you've given us in your word about Samson, and for all the lessons that you've put into it. And I pray that you help everyone here to have learned something, and I pray that you help us all to have a good day. In Jesus' name.